welcome to today's Create the Courage to be Fearless podcast. And I want to thank you for joining me. My name is Anita Matu, and I am a mindset coach and a mentor. Every Tuesday, I'll be releasing a new podcast episode, which will either be a conversation with a courageous guest, a solo episode with me, or a masterclass full of insightful nuggets and wisdom. Each episode is designed to inspire you and help you discover and connect with that place of courage within you. So whether you're a first-time listener or you are one of my regular subscribers, I want to thank you for taking the time to join me. Now, let's get started with this week's episode.
Master the art of manifestation, because we are always manifesting. Whether you know it or not, you are always creating your own reality based on your thoughts, your emotions, and your actions. So we want to purposely manifest, where we are intentionally creating our own reality, not passively, right? We are in charge of what we experience in our lives. And so this is helping you be able to do that. The more things that you are grateful for, the universe will respond by sending you more things to be grateful for, because the universe responds to your energy. So when you're in a state of gratitude and you're in a state of joy, it responds by sending you more things to be grateful for and more things to be joyful about.
Today's guest is Elizabeth Planson, an intuitive manifestation mentor, activator, and healer, specializing in mindset, manifestation, spirituality, ultimately activating your life to the next level. She is also an international best-selling co-author of the book Manifesting with Purpose, Aligning to Your Soul's Desire, a mum and wife living in the Midwest, United States. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes, I'm excited to learn some really interesting information today. So yeah, I'm excited for our conversation.
Yeah.
So what is one of the most courageous things that you have done?
Oh, I would say, I mean, there's many, right? But I think, you know, being a mom and all the things, right? But I think the most courageous thing I have done in the past few years was give up my cushy, like, future, right? Because I was slated to take over my mom's company. I had been working with her since college. And when she was going to retire, I was going to take over her company. And it would have been like a pretty, you know, stable pay, good job, and everything like that. And then I decided, like, well, I started to get the feeling that I was meant to do something else, and it wasn't this. And so that was probably the scariest thing to do, is like, okay, I'm going to leave this set job I have that I have coming for me for this beautiful, stable, you know, life to follow something that's bigger than me and a purpose, a higher purpose. And then going out and opening myself up to finding that purpose, right? Like, when you have no idea what that is, and that's scary in itself, when you're like, okay, well, now what? You know, and then even telling my mom was a little scary, but she was so supportive and kind of, I think she kind of had a feeling, you know, because it was not an industry that I was passionate about. And I just knew that I needed to find what, you know, fueled my fire and what my higher purpose was.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like you say, security versus the unknown.
Yeah, for sure. Right. Exactly.
So you're a psychic. Tell me first, what took you on your journey of becoming a psychic and energy healer? And when did you know you were psychic?
Yeah. So I've always known that I had psychic abilities. I've always been intuitive, always have had some sort of psychic in my life, you know, with my mom being friends with one, or working with one, or clients, or whatever it be. And I just never really took the time to develop my gifts. And like, I would try and dabble and never really was disciplined with it. And then when I decided that I needed to do something else, you know, wanted to find something else was my purpose, I just started opening myself up to figuring that out. And an opportunity was presented to me. I signed up for a session with this other psychic mentor, you know, and her session was Find Your Purpose. I was like, yep, I need that. Like, I need this session. And, you know, we got to talking and everything. And she's like, you are very intuitive, very psychic. You have these gifts. And so this was in 2020. And I was like, well, what a better time when there's nothing else to do, right? When the world shut down, to sit there and actually practice my gifts. And so that is when I really actually developed my psychic abilities and tapped into my intuition. And fun fact, everyone is psychic. Like, everyone has these abilities. It's just developing them and learning how to tap into them and listen to them. So, you know, some people may be, I guess you could say, more gifted, where it's a stronger sense than others, but everyone has their own unique gifts that they can tap into.
That's brilliant. Yes. Yeah. I'd love all things like that.
Yeah. It's just so fun. I just have so much fun with it, and all the woo, give me all the woo. And I'm happy.
Yeah, absolutely. Woo woo.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And you're at energy healer. I mean, it's so important to heal, but can you explain why?
Sure. I mean, when we don't address certain things in our lives, when we push them down, or certain traumatic things happen to us and we don't process those emotions properly, and this could even be things that we carry on from past lives too, it gets stored down in our body, and it really manifests in so many different ways, like emotional or even physical. It can manifest in physical ways like body pain, chronic pain, disease, all these things. So it really is important to heal your energy and clear out all these things that maybe you haven't processed. And so I have multiple modalities I use for my healing, and I am a Reiki master. So sometimes I use Reiki. I also just am an intuitive energy healer, where I can go in and tap into your energy and see, like, what is blocking you here? Like, what chakra needs to be healed? Are there any cords here that are what we call, when we say cords, it's kind of like energy attachment to other people or places or things that need to be let go of. And then also, I'm a silent counselor practitioner, which is a form of rapid emotional release. So again, talking about those stored emotions in your body, we can determine where they are coming from. So like, if you have an issue, and this ranges from anywhere from physical to emotional to mental, like anxiety or celiac disease or chronic pain or the fear of being in front of the camera, right? We can find the root cause of when that issue first started by using our body's kinesiology and muscle testing. And then we find out exactly when it came from and what meridian points, like in your body. We all have meridian points in our body, which are like energy centers. And then we can find out what meridian points that emotion is being stored in and release it with our breath work in our bodies.
Wow, that's really interesting. Spend all day talking to you about that.
Yeah, it's super powerful. It's a super powerful modality. I love it.
Yeah, excellent. It is so important to heal and reconnect with your authentic self. Tell me more about that, Elizabeth.
Yeah, so often we take on this mold or this persona that we're expected to be, right? Based on society standards or our parents' standards, our friends' standards. And we actually start to lose our true selves, which is a light being, you know, a beautiful soul. We are not our bodies. We are not our physical things. We are a beautiful light soul. And so we kind of lose light of that. So it is really important to reconnect. And we're always connected to source, higher power, whatever you believe in, God. But it is actually tapping into the connection and going back to your true authentic self and loving yourself for just as you are, and not being afraid to be your true authentic self. You know, just as many in my generation, we had like plans set out for us. Like, you go to high school, you graduate high school, you go to college, like then you find the husband, you have get married, you have the kids, you get the job, and you work the job until the rest of your life, right? And so often a lot of us just stay on that trajectory. And then when you become aware of that, you don't have to do all these things that are laid out for you by society, and your parents, and it's all coming from a place of love. I truly believe that, from your parents, 100%. But realizing that you have the power to change what is, you know, within you, and be, you know, yourself, and not do the things, you know, maybe even when it comes to like religion, right? If you were raised a certain religion, I meet a lot of people that are afraid to leave that religion, even though it doesn't resonate with them anymore, because they are so accustomed to that. And they're afraid of disappointing their family, right? And so, but you're not living in your true authentic self when you are doing things for other people. So you're a people pleaser, right? I'm going to go and do this because I don't want to disappoint them. I'm going to say yes to all the parties and all the extra activities because I don't want to disappoint anybody and I need to go. But you have to pay attention to what your energy needs, what your body needs, because maybe through a heart, you're a homebody, you know? Yes. And just, I'll give you a little example. One of my aunts was holding a get together and she lives about an hour from me on a Friday night. And she's like, we're going to square dance in the house and then have some drinks. I don't love square dancing and I don't drink alcohol much anymore these days. And Friday nights for me, my energy is depleted. And so I said, no, I was like, sorry, I can't go. And my mom was like, why aren't you going? Like you could, you know, and I was like, I just don't want to. Like, you know, so it's really like protecting yourself and your energy and what's true for you. And this is about everything, like beliefs and everything like that. And we don't need to get into all that, right? But like really honoring your beliefs and not conforming because you're afraid of disappointing others.
Absolutely. Because I'm a teetotal. I gave up alcohol a number of years ago. And I think sometimes if I do go out in that social setting, they think I'm a bit boring. And I said, hey, sometimes I don't even go.
Right. It really is an adjustment because, you know, all of my friends, you know, we were really close and they all still drink and that's perfectly okay. But just for me, it wasn't aligning with my body for many reasons anymore. It's definitely an adjustment, right? And learning, even for yourself, learning how to have fun sober, right? Like knowing, like, I don't need this alcohol to have a good time. I can have fun without it, right?
Yeah, definitely. I don't know how you'll answer my next questions because I think you do quite a lot of work, but tell me more about your work and what does that involve?
Yeah. So, you know, as you said, I'm an intuitive mentor and I specialize in manifestation and mindset and spirituality. And so I do have a variety of like, I guess offering, because you could say, where I have single one-on-one sessions where I have readings, and in my readings, I'm channeling spirit, I'm channeling messages for you, business ideas, if you're a business owner, your next steps. I also clear out stagnant energy or blocks that are holding you back from reaching your goals, and then also doing different activations in those, and also mindset and manifestation coaching. And then I do have my silent counseling sessions, which those are a session all by themselves because they're quite robust, you know, as far as what we're doing there. So we really want to just focus on those sessions alone. And then I offer mentoring, one-on-one mentoring, where I am really helping you get from where you are right now to where you want to be, you know, helping you create a life that you love, that you want to, you dream of, but you have no idea how to get there, helping you with your mindset and mastering manifestation. And for, you know, those of you that are not familiar with manifestation, which I know a lot of people talk about now, is the act of bringing something from your imagination into your current reality. And so how do we do this? This is what we work on, really helping you master the art of manifestation, because we are always manifesting. Whether you know it or not, you are always creating your own reality based on your thoughts, your emotions, and your actions. So we want to purposely manifest, which is why we title our book, you know, Manifesting with Purpose, where we are intentionally creating our own reality, not passively, right? We are in charge of what we experience in our lives. And so this is helping you, you know, be able to do that. And that's kind of like how I work with my one-on-one clients. And really, it's very custom. It's whatever they need in the moment. And really, like I said, it's activating you to your next level, whatever that looks like for you.
Brilliant. Absolutely. Sounds all exciting. Might have to take on some of your services.
Awesome. We'd love to.
I'd be interested in having a reading or something. I'm into all that.
Yeah.
So what is one of the most lessons you've learned over your life so far?
To let go of worry. That is probably one of, and patience is also a life lesson of mine, which I have, you know, I feel like I have learned that in the past year, like really mastered that. When I first started this journey of finding my purpose, it was definitely in my face, like this is a life lesson, because I wanted to know what was my purpose, and I wanted to know it like right now. I'm like, what is it? Tell me right now. And it didn't just show up like, you know, I said, what's my purpose? And then it showed up. It took some months to fold and really transform. And then it evolves again, and it continues to evolve, right? As my true purpose. Our true purpose in life is to grow, expand, and experience on a soul level, right? But we all want that, like, what is our purpose as a human to be fulfilled, right? And make this big impact. So patience was one of them. And then letting go of worry changed my life. And this is why I got into mindset coaching, because before I really studied and mastered this material, I worried all the time. I was always stressed about money. I was stressed about this, worried about that, the what ifs and the doomsday stuff, and everything would affect me and my energy. When I learned how to not allow the outside world to affect my inner world, my whole life changed, and things started to, you know, manifest in my favor. Right. And I'm a happier person, and I'm such a more positive person.
Wow.
You know, like my sister and my husband would make fun of me because they said, you don't hate anymore with us. You don't hate on anybody. And I was like, not gonna happen. Like I am no longer a Karen. I'm a recovering Karen. Sorry, Karens, but that's been one of my biggest lessons for sure.
Wow. I love it all. Yeah. So I think you slightly touched on this. You do intuitive activation reading. Explain more about that, please.
Yeah. And so in my readings, like I said, I can channel spirit, and I channel, you know, your spirit guides. Everyone has a spirit team that consists of angels, spirits, and guides who are here to help you in your journey here. And you have a higher self, right? So I channel all these messages that you needing to hear in the moment, answering your questions, like if you're wondering about certain things or what direction to take. And so I'm channeling in those sessions. I'm coaching in those sessions, which a lot of times when I'm coaching, I'm channeling as well. So it's kind of like intermixed. I do read tarot cards and oracle cards. And then I also can do energy healing in those sessions. And also, I have light language where I am activating you into a new frequency with my light language. And we don't always do all those things in one session. It really depends on what the person is needing and what I feel called to implement, which tool am I going to use in my toolbox that's going to serve you for your highest good.
Wow. Sounds all interesting. So tell me about your book, Manifesting with Purpose, Aligning to Your Soul's Desires.
Yeah. So this was a project that I created with three other coaches. They're also mindset manifestation coaches. And we were in a mastermind group together. And one of the girls, Jessica West, said, you know, does anyone want to write a book? And the four of us, you know, all got together and decided we were going to write this book. And it really is a foundations to mindset and manifestation. And what I love about our book is that at the end of each chapter, there is a chapter in practice where we are giving you journal prompts, like questions, and really tools to help you implement what we just wrote about. So we really, really love our book. And we recently came out with like a companion journal, which is like, you know, if you are someone that likes to journal, it will give you different prompts to help you master this manifestation technique that we use.
That's brilliant. Yes. And the link's in the show notes. So if anybody would like to get that, please do go ahead and get it.
Yeah.
So what resources do you recommend, tools, daily tips to anyone that wants to start living their purpose?
So if you are someone that is wanting to find your purpose or, you know, live in your purpose, my best advice to you is to start meditating. Mm-hmm. And meditating is a restful activity where you are trying to quiet your mind so you can receive information from, you know, your higher self and spirit and God. So that would be my number one tip, is really just starting to tune into yourself and what your body is trying to tell you, like which direction to go, what are things that you can change, what are things that you can let go of. But as far as also like mindset and manifestation, I would say, you know, finding 5 things that you're grateful for every single day is definitely going to help turn your mindset into a positive one. And then also you can practice visualization. And so this is a different form of meditation where it's like an active meditation, where you're creating pictures in your mind of what you want your life to look like, seeing yourself with the wish fulfilled. So like almost playing a little movie in your imagination of you living this life with your wish fulfilled. And so this could be, you know, seeing yourself in a new job or seeing yourself getting married, walking down the aisle, seeing yourself in your new home. Like, you know, I used to, before we moved into our dream home, I used to, you know, every night before I went to bed, I would play out my perfect day in our new home, and I would see myself from waking up and all the things I would do all the way, you know, until nighttime. But so it's really powerful too, and connecting to the feeling of the wish fulfilled. So how is this going to make you feel once you achieve that goal, and then connecting to that?
It's absolutely beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
Like what I would share with anyone that was struggling with mindset is really, you know, being in this energy of feeling the feeling you want to feel now. Because how manifestation works is we can only manifest into a reality what we are an energetic match to. Meaning you have to be in that state now in order for it to manifest into your physical reality. So if you want to be happy, be happy now. Find the things that make you happy in your life or that you can be happy about. And it doesn't have to be crazy things. You could be happy about your cup of coffee, right? Like be grateful for your hot shower. The more things that you are grateful for, the universe will respond by sending you more things to be grateful for, because the universe responds to your energy. So when you're in a state of gratitude and you're in a state of joy, it responds by sending you more things to be grateful for and more things to be joyful about.
Fantastic. It really is. Yeah.
So not focusing on the lack, right? Let's not focus on what we don't want. Let's not focus on what we don't have. Focus on what we do have and how we can be happy with what we are now.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah.
So where can the listeners find you online, your book? What's your website? Elizabeth.
My website is just my name, elizabethplanson.com, and it's my last name is PLANCON. And I'm also on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok under my name. All of my handles are just my name. And then our book is on Amazon as well as the journal.
That's excellent. Thank you for sharing your courageous journey and your deep, insightful wisdom and knowledge with us today. And by doing so, I know you have helped so many others. Elizabeth Planson.
It's my pleasure.
So we are all about create the courage to be fearless. What is your definition of courage?
What is my definition of courage? Pushing past the fear and leaning into faith, that knowing that you are divinely supported and guided, and even though you don't know the steps and you don't know what's going to happen, you do it anyway. You push past the fear and take the jump.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Create the Courage to be Fearless with Anita Mattu. I'd love you to let me know what your thoughts of today's episode and what your key takeaways are. So do leave a comment below. It's all about sharing. So if you have enjoyed the content, give me a like and share it far and wide. Post it over on Instagram stories and tag the link wherever you are listening to this episode. Post it on social media. Share it with your friends. And don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This really helps the show reach more people, and together we impact more lives. Thank you, and until next time, goodbye for now.